listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. Today's key verse in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 sets the stage for our study. It declares, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations." With that foundation, Jeff unpacks the prophetic ministry, what it means to be a prophet, how God speaks through them, and why this office is essential to the health and direction of the church. In today's episode, we begin with the question, what is a prophet? Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. This week, we are diving into one of the most misunderstood yet essential callings in the body of Christ, and that is the prophetic ministry. Our key verse today is in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations." We see in this verse that God chooses his prophets before he has even formed them in their mother's womb. This is a sign of the importance of the office of the prophet. In Amos chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "Certainly the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret plan to his servants, the prophets." And this verse reveals something powerful. God speaks, and he chooses to speak through his prophets. But here's the question that we're answering today. What is a prophet? What sets the prophetic office apart from the gift of prophecy that we learned about in week 29? So let's go straight to the word. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, "Pursue love, yet earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy." Prophecy is one of the 9 manifestation gifts of the Spirit, and it's meant to edify, exhort, and comfort. But the office of the prophet is different. It's not just a gift, it's a calling, a God-appointed position, a lifelong assignment. You don't choose it, you're chosen for it. Now, with that being said, let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations." But let's keep reading verses 6 through 10 now. "Then I said, O Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, because I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go, and all that I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to save you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and tear down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." That is the prophetic office. A prophet is someone appointed, anointed, and authorized by God to be his voice in the earth. God puts his words in their mouth, not just for encouragement, but for confrontation, for correction, and for divine direction. Now, let's shift to another example that gives clarity. In Exodus chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, God tells Moses, "See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron shall be your prophet. You shall speak everything that I command you, and your brother Aaron shall speak to Pharaoh." This reveals a pattern. A prophet doesn't speak their own words. They echo the words of the one who sent them. A prophet is a divine mouthpiece, raised up to deliver the will, warnings, or direction of God, not their own ideas. Now, in addition to that, we see this clearly in the New Testament as well. In Acts chapter 11, verses 27 through 28, Scripture says, "Now at this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and indicated by the Spirit that there would certainly be a severe famine all over the world. And this took place during the reign of Claudius." Agabus didn't share an opinion. He declared a revelation. He didn't suggest. It was clear, Spirit-led, and then fulfilled. That's the office of a prophet in the New Testament church. Still very much active and very much needed. Now, with that said, let's make the distinction crystal clear. The gift of prophecy is for edification, exhortation, and comfort. The office of the prophet includes those things, but goes even further. A prophet may bring correction, give warning, reveal hidden things, or call the church back to holiness. They aren't just releasing encouragement. They are guarding the purity and direction of the body of Christ. Now, here is where we need to be careful. God still speaks, and while he speaks to all believers by his Spirit, he continues to raise up specific individuals to walk in the office of a prophet. Those who are called, set apart, and entrusted with weighty assignments to guide, to warn, and to prepare his people. And this ties into the burden of the prophet. Jeremiah didn't celebrate his calling. He wept. He wrestled. He said, "I am too young." But God silenced that insecurity and said, "You will go, you will speak, and I will be with you." Real prophets don't seek attention. They carry assignment. They don't chase platforms. They carry burdens. They spend more time in the secret place than they do on social media. They groan in intercession. They cry out in prayer. They weep over sin. Their lives are not marked by performance, but by obedience. Think about Elijah. He called fire down from heaven in front of 450 prophets of Baal. But after that, he fled into the wilderness, asking God to take his life. But why? Because the prophetic calling is heavy. Or think of John the Baptist, a voice crying out in the wilderness. No stage, no followers, just a camel hair robe, locusts, and the authority of heaven. And Jesus said of him, "Among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater." Now let's take a moment to explore Agabus again. In Acts chapter 21, verses 10 and 11, he gives Paul a prophetic word that he will be bound in Jerusalem. But notice this, Agabus doesn't tell Paul what to do. He doesn't command him to stay or go. He simply delivers the word and lets Paul decide. And that's the office in action. Reveal what God says and trust God with the outcome. Now, in this light, one of the dangers today is people calling themselves prophets, but operating outside of biblical authority. The title prophet is not a badge of honor. It's a mantle of responsibility. It doesn't mean that you're always right. It doesn't mean that you have spiritual superiority. It means you are accountable to speak only what God says and nothing more. Jesus himself warned us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. He didn't say that there would be no more prophets. He said there would be false ones, which implies there are also true ones. And the way you tell the difference is by their fruit, not their platform, not their gifting, and not their social media following. It's their fruit. So what does this mean for us today? God is still appointing prophets, not for entertainment, not for trendiness, but for truth. He is raising up men and women who will speak with fire in their bones, tears in their eyes, and the word of God on their tongue. You might not be called to the office, but if you're a believer, you are called to honor it. You're called to recognize true prophetic voices, to weigh what they say and respond when God confirms it. And if you're sensing that God is calling you into this office, you need to count the cost, because walking as a prophet is not about being seen. It's about being sent. It's not about being impressive. It's about being obedient. Now, as we bring this episode to a close, let's reflect on this. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And just like Jeremiah, you may feel unworthy. You may feel too young, too inexperienced, or too broken. But if God put his word in your mouth, then speak it. If he touched your lips with fire, then burn. If he appointed you as a voice to the nations, then don't hold back. Because this world doesn't need more celebrities. It needs more prophets. It needs more people who will say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Tomorrow, we are going to go deeper into how prophets hear and declare God's voice, because you can't speak for him unless you've first heard from him. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.